use.
Yes.
They had a race at Bay Meadows Fair last week. They were coming in to stretch. A horse went off at 30-1 on a morning line. I don't know what he was on the board at the time. But they come in to stretch, and the horse was heading for the fence. And the jockey literally stood up on the saddle and was beating the horse in the head with his fist. And sat down and won by 6 lengths. They had an inquiry, but they gave it to him. He paid $880.
Right. Great. All right.
They showed the replay in Vegas 4 times on that so people could laugh at it.
Don't throw that race out. Now, had the horse lost, I would suggest putting a little piece of lead right about here to hold him. You know, you put it in with a 45.
Jump track.
Okay, anybody.
Jumped over the fence off.
No, not jumped over the fence. No, that's not what he's saying. What do you think it is?
Well,
no, we have. First of all, we have jumped the tracks. All right. When they pull the gate off, right? There are certain tracks that are left, and sometimes horses shy at that and jump over them. It just depends on what the horse went ahead and did.
Led from wire to wire.
Okay, then why excuse the race? Okay, that's right. If on the other hand he jumped the track and it got him beat, then you might consider changing race. It's not a sign of a sore horse or anything like that.
How about ease?
What do you think? Ease means that, all right? You don't finish the race, right? That's a horrible sign.
Jumped alligator.
Jumped alligator. That's right. I like that one. All right. But when a horse is eased, if the horse is back in like a week with Lasix, if you're allowed Lasix, then you better give some thought to excusing that race and using one of the other races, because chances are he bled. Although most of the racing form charts now are saying bled. So, but they may not have known that at the time of the race. So eased is, if the horse doesn't finish the race, that is no great play next time.
That's right there on True Rider.
Yeah, they finish about the same, don't they? Yes.
How about a trouble line that would say jockey lost whip or lost the iron?
Okay. There's two distinctly different things there. The rider lost the irons, I always throw that race out. Excuse it. I mean, you can't get there. Yeah, saddle slip, lost irons, you just can't get there. You can't ride the horse, you can't do anything with it. Rider lost the whip. It depends on how bad that race turned. I mean, if the horse gets beat close up, and the rider lost the whip, you might upgrade the horse next time. And as far as throwing that race out, chances, if the horse got beat 15 lengths and the rider lost the whip, that's not a very significant thing. I mean, he didn't get beat that bad when he loses the whip. But if he lost the race, you might upgrade him if he was close up after having lost the whip, because he can't ride him out. How many of you saw the Preakness? I'll go to my grave thinking that Easy Gore was a better horse in that race, even though they both had trouble. Easy Gore was pinned on the rail for more than quarter of a mile. Pat Valenzuela, either by hook or by crook, either by a great ride or by an accident, kept that horse absolutely pinned on the rail so Pat Day could not use his right hand all the way down the stretch. He was never able to hit Easy Gore right-handed. That was an impressive thing, whether it was by the ride or if it just happened to be circumstances. But that's the signal. I mean, you look at that and you say, God, the horse didn't really have his full opportunity to run. I'll excuse that and think maybe he's going to do better, but maybe not use another pace line. That's the same way with a lot of these things. If that's your opinion, that happens to be mine on that race. I may go to my grave early even. I don't know. Yes?
Great. I'm having a reason here to excuse every loss that I've ever had before.
Good. But we're not throwing out all of these races, though.
That's okay.
Oh, okay.
You might get away with that. Struck by another's whip. Affect my life.
Struck by another's whip. I don't throw that race out. I may upgrade the horse, because generally, that call is made in the stretch. And if he's struck by another whip, another rider's whip, the horse doesn't just stop. The horse might wind up getting beat when he shouldn't have.
Well, usually it's when they hit him in the head.
I know what it is.
Usually it's a DQ.
Not always, because sometimes they don't even
see it.
That's right.
It gets in there in the chart sometimes, but the stewards didn't see it.
That's right. Now, if the horse may get beat, and if you've got a better line, go ahead and use it. That may be why you lost that bet, but it's not often enough to excuse that race, because it happens so late in the race. The race is basically decided. It might have been decided in your favor and is not now. But to throw that race out, unless you've got another very good one right behind it, you might find that that's the only line you got. Because a lot of these trouble lines you have to adjust up here and not with your computer.
Faltered.
Anybody want to tackle that one?
Slowed down in the stretch.
Yeah, just didn't get the job done. Just stopped in the stretch. Maybe bled, whatever it might be. I wouldn't excuse that. That's a sign of a beaten horse.
What about hung?
Well, hung's not really a trouble line. Hung is a comment. It just means that you went up and caught me while we were running, and you, for whatever reason, just couldn't get by me. Okay, and you hung in your move. In other words, you made your move, and then you hung. We're not talking at all about the sire's greatness here. Pardon?
Trailed hind bandage.
Trailed hind bandage. Does anybody know what that means? Because you don't see that very often. It can be serious because you could... trailed hind bandage. The bandage came unwrapped. That's right. And that's serious, sure.
Particularly if it gets stepped on.
That's right. That's...
Can you give us any kind of insights into when a horse is out? We hear this, and I don't know how to put it in. When a horse is really out for exercise versus a horse is in there to win. It's so much, you know, talk you hear about. It's just running and getting a race under him or something.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I'm going to answer that very simplistically, maybe, because I play every race as though the horses are out to win. And the horses that I put into my computer, I'm already convinced they're out to win. And so I really can't tackle. You got the wrong guy for that one. Okay. Some horses are in definitely to be conditioned. Horses off of a layoff that maybe haven't been brought up to the race with a whole lot of fast workouts. But nevertheless, those are not horses I put in a computer anyway.
It's so expensive to keep a horse nowadays, and putting him on the track costs several $100. Most of them are, they may say, well, give him an easy race, but they're trying. I learned the lesson the hard way when I'm driving to the track in the eighth race. I have a horse that I very much like, one of the horses I intend to bet that day. Here's, I think it was Charlie Whittingham, on the radio, being interviewed, talking about the horse that he is training, that I signed the bet on, and he's saying, I've given the jockey instructions to give him an easy race. He's not to hit the horse. We're just out for exercise. This horse is just going to go out and diddle around. He's not going to try to win. The horse won by so many lengths. I mean, it was ludicrous. 6 or 7. And I do not think that Charlie Whittingham, he doesn't need the money, he doesn't need the aggravation. He wasn't pulling anyone's chain. That's how he thought the horse was going to run. So he instructed it. But the horse still towered over the field. And a good horse will run. That's what horses do. And the opposite side of that coin is, people say, well, they're strangling the horse, they're going to hold him back, waiting for the big coup. If you really do that, the horse learns. Stop. And when you say, giddy up, he says, horses are creatures of habit, and I think they run pretty fairly. They'll run a strong race, even if they're not urged quite as strongly as you might think.
Well, if you've got a horse that you know is going to rout, and he's in sprints, that's a horse that's in to be conditioned, I mean, to get ready for his route. But you don't put him in your computer because you look at it and say, he's not here, he's not supposed to be here anyway.
The track secretaries start, yeah. They have a race that they need 7 horses to fill, like a 6 in, and so they start making the phone calls. Hey, listen, I understand you have a horse that's looking for a grass route. Well, I might put one in, but you got to do me a little favor today and fill this race. There's all that kind of stuff going on.
Who said altered course a few minutes ago? What do you have, Aaron Greider riding in your circuit? Aaron Greider? When he lost his apprentice bug out in California, it seems that every horse he rode, he altered course with. And that's one of those I can say, ask me how I know. That's serious because you've got no place. I mean, visually, what happens, everybody has seen it many times. The horse that you've got is kind of stuck on the inside, trying to get through. Nobody will let him through, and all of a sudden he's got to yank him up and go to the outside. Well, you lose races like that. Now, whether you throw that race or not, they throw it out or not, depends on what other race you've got to use. It's serious trouble, but it also might be one of the better races in the horse's past performances. You just have to live with it. And a lot of these require mental upgrades as opposed to computer upgrades. Okay, but it is serious because that's how horses lose races. Yes?
I'd like to make a comment.
Certainly.
I own horses, and when I enter horses, I'm out to win.
Good, I'm glad you're here.
I can't afford to go out and enter horses for the so-called ride. Secondly, I know the stewards finish track. they watch the films of those races very carefully. They never find these jockeys holding and choking. They're called in and they warn them.
Good. I couldn't agree more.
I think one of the biggest problems the owners have is they overvalue their horses and put them in races that don't win.
But that's not because they're not trying to win. That's right. You're right.
Hey, if they weren't down, they wouldn't be able to try to come out. That's a dumb game.
Way in the back.
Broke through the gate.
Broke through the gate. What do you think? Okay. Yeah, now I might excuse that. That's serious because if the horse is cranked up too much, losing a little too much energy. And yet, and I would excuse that race unless the horse never does that, or unless the horse always does that. I would tend to excuse that race because you've seen it many, many times. A horse break through the gate. When the gate does open, the horse will show a lot of run and then back up because of all of the lost energy. We've got a horse in California called Bayakoa, who is probably the best older female in the United States on the dirt at the moment, and. She is consistently worked up before her races, and she broke through the gate prior to the Santa Margarita and got her beat in that start. But then when she ran into Santa Margarita, she behaved herself and went the whole mile and an eighth, and just dominated everybody. And she's won like six in a row since then. But broke through the gate is serious because the horses are using up energy, and since we're measuring energy in this methodology, the more that's used up before we start running, the worse. And that is that can be serious because not too many horses win after they've broken through the gate. Not a high percentage at all. Any questions? Any more?
Dislike the
slop. What about it?
Well, I mean, it's a putrid race because the track was sloppy. You got the comment, dislike the slop. Would you excuse it even though he shows no
run? Well, let's turn this one around. Would you excuse it if the comment says dislike the slop?
Yeah.
Okay, so would I. Okay, so a lot of these, I mean, it's a matter of judgment here. If the chart maker thought enough of that horse's performance in a negative way to say dislike the slop, then I'll agree with that. If the horse is running very well on dry racetracks and catches an off track and runs horribly, what would you do with that? Throw out the off track.
Keep Easy Goer off the triple down.
Well, you know, that's a good point. Now, is Easy Goer the horse that he has shown to be on Churchill Downs on an off racetrack, or is he a bit better than that? Yeah. So if you use the Churchill Downs race for him, lots of horses in the country can beat him. If you use most of his other races, he's pretty tough, isn't he? Any other trouble lines that you've run across?
Rough Trip.
Anybody familiar with Rough Trip? It just means he got bumped around, maybe shut off once in a race. It could be boxed in, because there is a comment, boxed in. And those are serious. I mean, horses, you know, they're just like you. I mean, if five of us decide to go out there and run and four of us hit you with elbows, it's going to be a rough trip for you, and you're probably not going to run your very, very best in there. So it can be excusable. It also might wind up the best race in a horse's past performance. It is not to the... See, some of these are really serious, and you would throw them out, period. Some of them are serious, and you would not throw them out because they're a sign of a lack of condition. And that one's just kind of in between somewhere. If you don't like the race, use another one. Chances are the horse probably ran all right anyway. Any other trouble lines now as against past before? I mean, pace lines. Pardon? Let me ask you as a group now. Here you've got a horse. We'll exclude very young horses for a moment. And all of a sudden a horse receives the comment lugged in. What do you think? Yeah, I tend not to excuse that race. Okay, with a younger horse, the horse is liable to have blinkers next time, and it may be a matter of inexperience. But with an older horse, when they start lugging in and they haven't been, I don't like that at all. It's like bore in and bore out.
Isn't that a sign of tiring when they're lugging?
Could be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't like to see it, period.
Cut mouth.
Is this code? No, I've seen it. Yeah,
it
just means the horse got cut by the bit, probably. As to whether if it's an If it's a worse race than you normally see for the horse, I'd excuse it. If the horse, if the race is reasonably good, you just deal with it on your own. I mean, that's, it's just not a common trouble line, and I think it's probably a neutral line, at least in my opinion. Unless someone else has a different opinion, I'll bow to that. Well, that's one we had talked about. If a horse isn't normally fractious at the gate, I really don't like to see that, because it's often a horse going you know, out of sorts.
How about 12 start when they don't come out?
Okay, it's a horrible thing to do, because if you've got a bet on that horse and it dwelled at the start, it's a sickening feeling in the pit of your stomach. I tend not to play that horse in its next start.
I know that in the charts that when a horse has a 12-start notation, he even has the same notation the next time.
Yeah, they tend to be going out of form when
pull the tail enough.
That's right. Dwelt at the start, they often begin to have any other experiences with dwelt at the start. Well, they often tend to run some bad races back to back. Okay, so I don't like to excuse that at all.
Ran off post parade.
Ran off post parade. That's not an easy one. Okay, because for one thing, it uses the horse. And if it ran off in a post parade, it should have been scratched. Okay, but if it's not.
But it was a 2-1 favorite.
And they wanted it in the mutuals. I got to tell you, I'm forgiving in some instances and I'm not in others. And the horse that ran off in a post parade, I'll take a close look at next time. And if the horse looks good on the racetrack, then I'll ignore that and use another race. If the horse doesn't look good on the racetrack, I'll assume that was the reason it ran off in a post parade the time before. Any other pace line, trouble line questions here?
Clipped heels.
That's serious, because you can go down. So if you clipped heels, you're going to take up.
That heels clip.
Heels clip, it may or may not. Depends on what it does to the horses. If the horse all of a sudden disappears out of the race, then it's a serious thing. If, on the other hand, the horse keeps going, it's just a minor trouble line. It just kind of depends on how the horse performed as opposed to the norm. Any other questions regarding or any other trouble lines you might want to bring up? Bob?
This isn't really a trouble line, but do horses just have days like humans that just don't want to run? And is that excusable sometimes if they've got consistency before
this? Well, see, it would be if you were enough of a psychiatrist to determine whether that was just one of the horse's bad days headwise. Say, I mean, all you can do is look at that line, and if it's really a bad line, you got two ways of going. You can say that represents where the horse is today, or he didn't feel very good that day. I choose to use the argument that, unless there are other reasons, that he just is going to go off form.
Same as outrun.
Outrun?
Yeah.
No, you're talking about the little line comment. No, that just means the horse wasn't able to get into the race. This is probably a horse that's not in any form. The same way with classes. A horse that goes up, for example, a horse that's runs a very good race at 16 and dominates his field goes to 20 next time. That horse still ought to run a pretty darn good race at 20. Because you're talking about one level. On every part-time chart you want to find, that's one length. So conceivably, he should run well at 20. If the horse runs a dismal race at 20 and drops back to 16, I tend to shy away from him. For one thing, at the $16,000 level, the horse was clearly worth that or better, goes to 20, unable to perform, and then the trainer drops it back to 16 and says, come and get him. And I have a tendency to stay away from that because he should have run better at 20. Now, if on the other hand, he runs well at 16 and jump him up to 25 or 32, that's a different story because that's several levels. But at one level, I'm not very forgiving when it's just a one-level switch up and down. Really not.
Your APVA class number will be a wonderful guide to that. The horse that mm-hmm. doesn't run one day and has good APVA class, you're much more likely to forgive a horse like that. Mm-hmm. And just as a general observation, looking at a lot of problem races and talking to a lot of clients, I think most of you are too forgiving. The horse ran the race. Luck played a part of it. And I see people forgive things that maybe, here's a horse lost by 16, and it was 12 to start. Okay, cost him a length. Come on, not 16. Don't forgive that kind of stuff.
That's why I mentioned that if a horse does have one of those troubles early, he should show some run in the race, should show some ability early on. Obviously, if they had real trouble at the beginning, they should also fall apart late. I mean, that's a given. but they should definitely show some run in there. Even when they come out well behind the field, they should make up some. They should make some impact on the horses in front of them. Yes.
This gets into form cycles. How closely do you watch? How do you figure a horse's normal form cycle? On whether he's getting through his peak and then he's going to tail off and have some bad races before he starts getting strong.
Okay. The only thing I can offer to that is that I'm very quick to get off of a horse that has been improving, runs a couple of really strong races that represent his peak, and then run one that's not as strong. I tend to get off right away. For one thing, they're overbet, and once they start declining, God knows where they're going to wind up. I like to bet horses that are coming, that are winning. A horse wins at 12.5, goes to 16 and wins at 20, claimed at 20, wins at 25, goes to 32 and runs well, goes to 40 and runs poorly, back down to 32. That's about the time I'm off as they go back down. And even if they ran well, even if they do wind up running well at 32, I'll just say, well, okay, I lost one. But I have attended. By then, they're being bet. And as they begin to come back down the line, they're being bet much heavier than when they were going up the ladder. And I tend to shy away from those. In fact, one of the articles that I wrote for follow-up just recently is reprinted in this particular workbook. I would suggest you read that because it'll save you an awful lot of money if you avoid the horses that horses should not be dropped when they run very good, threatening type races. I don't mean just being in the money, but I mean threatening to win a race and then get dropped. That's just a poisonous sign. For one thing, you're going to take the short end of the price every time. And secondly, if they're really worth 25, nobody's going to come to you and say, here he is for 20, take him. Because if he's still worth 25, you can't have him for 20. Okay, now some of those do win, but they always win at a short price if they're clearly proven at a level above. So stay away from those. I mean, they're just bad plays. One last thing about pace lines, and that is when you're choosing them, just make sure it represents what you think the horse is going to do here, what he normally does and what he will do today against the pace of the race. That's kind of the overriding theme to picking pace lines. I mean, there are no definite, nobody can give you a laundry list of rules to follow when you pick the pace lines. Pick the line that you think is representative of what the horse is going to do today and normally does, and then you let the race take care of itself. And don't be, make sure you look at that last line, but horses, for example, horses that are dropping in class, that should be dropping in class, if you use their last line, well, those are horses that are going to win more often than not when they drop. Okay? And yet, if you use their last line and it was a good one, they shouldn't be dropping. So, I mean, that's kind of a catch-22 here. So a horse that drops in class, be kind of forgiving on their lines. I mean, you can kind of ignore the last line, use one that might represent what he'll do today. Does everybody follow that, what I'm saying there? Okay, because I kind of got off on a tangent with it. But if a horse drops, like 60% or so, 57-60% of the races are won by horses dropping in class. But almost none of those are horses dropping in class off of a race in which they almost or did win. So there's the problem. Any other? Okay, it's time to break for the Travers now. And I think we're going to start again at 7, Howard. I see you're in the back of the room.
Yeah.
We're going to pick it up again at 7.
Please fast forward and turn over.